Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Azerbaijan announces ceasefire in fight with Armenia. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire today in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh after clashes with Armenian forces left 30 soldiers dead Saturday, and both sides reporting more fighting overnight. The outbreak of violence is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when Armenia and Azerbaijan ended a war over the territory that is part of Azerbaijan but has been under the control of Armenian forces. The two sides are separated by a demilitarized buffer zone, but each side accuses the other of numerous violations. The opposition in Cameroon has defied police and continued protests against efforts by the ruling party to organize early elections. The opposition says Cameroon's 84-year-old president, Paul Biya, is angling to be president for life after 34 years already in office. Kawala, opposition leader of the Cameroon People's Party, says dozens of protesters have been arrested or wounded by heavily armed police in several towns.
The police, as you see, they have blocked us, they have shoved us, they will not allow us to talk, they will not allow us to do our job as the political leaders of this country. They have stepped on the rights of citizens.
A Cameroon government spokesperson says the protests are illegal. The first passenger flight has taken off from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. A Brussels Airlines plane was heading to a Portuguese city of Faro. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan's military